You're such an asshole.
All right, let's get to it because the work doesn't end. Where'd it go? I had it here a second ago. I had it. Here we go. Clery test. Alex writes, hey, Cappy, can you do a Clery test on Sean Parker? I'm like, who's Sean Parker? And I looked him up, and I had no idea. One, he looks incredibly young for his age. Two, I didn't know he was the Napster guy, of which I have fond memories. Probably because it was the mid-90s, late 90s? No. Late 90s, early aughts. And that's just because you got free music. But you guys remember burning a CD for a girl you like? Huh? Huh? Those days are long gone, huh? I remember making tapes for girls. That was more laborious. So if he's, he was maybe 19 or 20, so he's a Wunderkind. Sean Parker, born 79, American entrepreneur and philanthropist, most notable for co-founding the file-sharing computer service Napster and serving as the first president of the social networking website Facebook. He also co-founded Plaxo Causes, Airtime.com, and Brigade, an online platform for civic engagement. He is the founder and chairman of the Parker Foundation with focuses on life sciences, global public health, and civic engagement. The tragedy, that, now he's worth $2.4 billion, but the tragedy that him all the way up to the likes of Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, and they create these they build up all this massive wealth. Do they invest it and start new companies and employ people and produce good? No, we piss it away on charity. Look at all the trillions we spend to not help people. Like they didn't notice that. I don't know. Maybe his nonprofit. I'm just gonna assume, because the last time a nonprofit did its job was the March of Dimes, which was what, 70, 80 years ago? Has a nonprofit solved any problems? It hasn't. Gee, like, don't you look at the federal government, like in the United States since 1965, we wasted how many trillions, tens of trillions, arguably 100 trillion adjusted for inflation, and we still didn't help out people. Gee, I wonder if charity works. Cappy's charity would be a swift kick in the ass and the stick and the threat of starvation. Like, what, you're going to lock me up and not feed me? Like, no, we're not going to do a darn thing. We're going to let you be. So you're so lazy, you won't work up for even food or shelter. We'll just let you be homeless and starving. And then inevitably you'll develop a work ethic because you don't want to die. And that's how you cure poverty. But what do I know? I'm just an economist. I'm just a caveman. No one's going to get that one. Okay, early life. Parker was born in Virginia. A TV advertising broker and Bruce Parker, U.S. Governor of OCI. He came from wealth. When Parker was seven, father taught him how to program on the Atari 800 because his father was invested. Parker's father, who put his family before his entrepreneurial dreams, told Parker, if you're going to take... Look at that. That's the greatest dad ever. Parker, you better hug your dad. Your dad is a real father. Here, if you're going to take risks, take them before you have a family. In his teens, Parker's hobbies were hacking and programming. One night while hacking into the network of a Fortune 500 company, Parker was unable to log out after his father confiscated his computer keyboard because his IP address was exposed. FBI agents tracked down the 16-year-old. All right. Oh, little, now he'll never admit this to his son, but a little tear of pride, you know, just with the FBI, he went right back to the office, says, let me tell you what my son did. And he was beaming he couldn't admit it, but he was beaming with pride. Since Parker was under 18, he was sent to community service. Education, he attended Oakton High School in Virginia for 2 years before transferring to Chantilly High School senior. While there, Parker wrote a letter to school administrator, persuaded them to count the time he spent coding the computer lab as a foreign language. That legit. This guy's smart. I already want to have a beer with him. I think he'd be bored with me. I don't think he'd be like, I'm like down here. Consequently, towards the end of Parker's senior year, he was mostly writing code and starting companies. He graduated in 98 while still in high school. He interned for Mark Pincus, the CEO of Zynga, at Pincus's Washington, D.C. startup Freeloader. Won the Virginia State Computer Science Fair for developing a web crawler and was recruited by the CIA. By his senior year in high school, Parker was earning more than $80,000 a year through various projects, but no girls would touch him and he couldn't still get laid. No, I'm kidding. I'm adding that part because girls are like, ew, grody, computer square. enough to convince his parents to allow him to skip college and pursue his career as an entrepreneur. He skipped college. He's smart enough. Here we go. Here's a word, boys and girls. Here's a word. This is the future of education. You want education to be free? Here it is. In his childhood, Parker was an avid reader, which was the beginning of his lifelong autodidactism, which means he taught himself. Now that we have the internet, you don't have to go to school anymore to get knowledge. You do not need teachers or professors, which is why, once again, you heard it here first, and I have proof going back years ago, the best that you want to make education free, what you do is get the federal government to have a national certification board where you test out and get the equivalent to a bachelor's degree, and you pass a law that forces employers to treat those certifications as the equivalent of actual bachelor's degrees. I would argue they're superior because you're not dicking around wasting your time with prereqs. And now you could go on the internet, teach yourself, take a test, get your bachelor's equivalent, and then you apply for jobs. And does that cost you anything? No. Do you have to go to a campus? We could house a lot of poor people with all those college campuses and buildings, don't you think? All of them nestled in metro areas. Maybe the state comes in and says, well, we're selling it to a developer. Bye. But what would all the privileged suburbanite childwins do if they couldn't go to the colleges because they're all worthless widow childwins and college is just a big babysitting operation to extend childhood to give them a fake piece of paper to say, I am so smart. Graduate from college, I did. Like, when I'm president, I will ban all graduation cards. Congratulations. You didn't do anything. You just sat there and regurgitated shit to your teachers and your professors. You haven't gotten a job. You haven't paid back your student loans. Like, there would be no congratulations. Like, you get a job. Oh, congratulations on your first job. Now you're an adult. But this, what it is essentially is a birthright. Spoiled Americans, both of the suburbs and the ghetto and the barrio and the trailer park, all think they're entitled to is the college experience at the expense of the taxpayer. So you can make believe you're intelligent people when 80% of you are not. And if you don't believe me, look up the percent of people who major in worthless crap. By the way, let's talk about the two books. Worthless, The Young Prince's Indispensable Mind to Choosing the Right Guide to Choosing the Right Major, and Curse of the High IQ, which I'm sure Sean might relate to if he ever watches this. I know he's not savvy enough. He's like, if we just made education free by donating more money. She's brilliant in IT like Bill Gates. But then when it comes to actually advancing society, if we just gave people more money. Enough to convince his parents to skip college. Several media profiles refer to Parker as a genius. What do you mean? Like, refer. He is. He considers his time at Napster to be his college education, calling it Napster University, since he became well-versed in intellectual property law, corporate finance, and entrepreneurship. Ventures. Yeah, Sean Fanning. I remember him. When Parker was 15, he met 14-year-old Sean Fanning over the internet, where the two bonded over topics such as theoretical physics and hacking. See, girls, like, he's in good shape. He looks really young, and he's kind of a handsome-ish man if he needs to work out a little bit, but he's worth $2.4 billion. Let me guess. Is he married? Did any girl, like, actually give him the time of day? Spouse. All right, he got married in 2013. He's got two kids. All right, good for you. Oh, I bet you he'd love to go to his 10-year reunion, if they even have those. A few years later, Parker Fanning attended Northeastern University, co-founded Napster, free file sharing, raised the initial $50,000. Napster in June 1999, within a year, served had 10 million users, opposed by record labels, boo-doo-boo-doo-boo, lawsuits, Napster, fastest growing business of all time. Guys, remember LimeWire? Huh? Huh? Good times. Good times. I bring you the CD. It's got some great jazz. I'm more into, like, Britney Spears. Does it have any Britney Spears? I like Britney Spears. She's so pretty, I'll ignore her stupidity. All right, I'll burn one with Britney Spears. You know the song she sang, like, oh, look at me, I'm a chick with tits, and look at me flash them at you. That song, you know, that was the really popular one. And then, like, hey, I'm a slut. Look at me, look at my butt. That was a little bit more of a snappy. You guys, that was back in the late 90s. You guys didn't. Oops, she did it again. Philanthropy, fight cancer, cancer. That's good. Allergies, he's donating to that. Malaria. All right, maybe he isn't donating money to bullshit. All right, 10 million grant to autoimmune research. That's good. Code America. I think he donated to the Clinton Foundation. Do you want to make your money count? Or he just wanted to go diddle kids. Which one do you want? Active supporter of groups. Causes, Facebook, social media, donating 50 million, 60,000 nonprofits, 600 million. Life science, global book, civic engagement, exhibit large challenges, combining insight, capital science, blah, 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 blah. Cancer immunotherapy. I wonder why he focused on cancer so much. Like, did he have someone that he loved die of cancer? Donations and actor. Here we go. He favored Democrats and progressive causes. His zero campaign gun control has spoken out in favor of high taxes, particularly wealthy and super wealthy. Well, and in favor of higher capital gains tax. Well, then donate your money, man. To the government, not to nonprofits. So he's a big lefty. Popular color. Okay. So let's go through this here. He's still working. Didn't major in stupid stuff. Doesn't have a worthless. Didn't come from wealth. Oh, no, he did come from wealth. So he has a point against him. Didn't major in worthless stuff. Real world working. I'm okay with him as long as he works up the money to donate to what a charity causes. That's fine. Would I like to have a beer with him? This is a weird ruling I'm going to give here. I would absolutely love to have a beer with this guy. Absolutely. Should he run for office? No. He said, well, wait, he carried his weight. Yes. But the problem is he is like all well-intended leftists. He thinks it's just going to be more money. And it's that naivete, this, and he's going to probably make things worse. Like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation didn't help out Africa. They just extended, unfortunately, poor people's lives to have more kids to make more poor people. Right? It's like, no, look, dude, if you have that big blind spot in your logic of how economics and wealth and getting people out of poverty works, that, I mean, after literally what? Coming up on 60 years of the Great Society and probably approaching somewhere around $100 trillion in today's dollars to help out poor. It didn't work. When do you, and if you can't say, wait, we got to rethink this and at least make the jump to libertarianism or to just stop throwing money at things and we need to tax the most productive members of society. No, because your solution has been tried for 5+ decades and it doesn't work. So no, I don't want you running for office. I don't. I mean, at least he's somewhat honest in that he donates money to charity. Okay, but if you're for higher taxes, I don't know why you do it. Look, if you believe the government, high taxes, the government is going to solve these problems, then there's nothing stopping you ultra wealthy people to fork over 90% of your income or your wealth. Not your income, your wealth. He just said he's for capital gains. Well, cash some in, baby. Give some to the Department of Education because government schools work great. And by the way, why don't we get some government housing while we're at it? You know, and that's why I don't want him running for office because he's just going to piss away. Look, he's got $2.4 billion. That can do a lot of good if deployed the right way. I would argue creating, starting new companies, which it sounds like he's doing. Advancing new technologies. Okay, curing cancer and fighting immunity. Okay, that'll help out too. But like, you really want your rate of return? You really want to help out society? Employ some people. Start a company. Start an institution to train young people to become tradesmen who show up on time and budget correctly. I mean, that's going to help out. It's not sexy stuff. Get people in poor parts of America, whether that's the trailer park or the ghetto, to go to diesel mechanic school, to go to welding school. No. You're going to give it to the Democrat Party, and then we're going to have EBT and welfare. All right. Gee, I wonder how that will go. But hey, it feels good, right? And you're popular when you vote Democrat. All right. I didn't do the older brother, did I? We have obese homeless people because they abuse good-hearted people. Right. Yeah. All right.